What influences influenza? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The flu virus is constantly changing, so any immunity you've built up to last year's strain won't work for this year's. But why is there just one major strain per year? Why don't we also face the thousands of other strains that have hit us in the past? Neil Ferguson, a professor at Imperial College in London, and his colleagues developed a computer model to study why old flu strains fade away.
And we explained that by proposing a new form of immunity, which doesn't protect you lifelong against flu, but gives you short-term immunity after you've got an infection with flu. So you get a complete blocking of any reinfection for about 2 to 3 months.
He says this short-term immunity protects us from all forms of flu, not just the strain we already had or were vaccinated against. That reduces the total number of people in the world who can be infected with flu at any given time.
What that does is actually reduce the diversity of the flu population. It reduces the potential number of different strains of flu which can co-circulate at the same time.
If he's right, doctors may be able to harness this short-term immunity to make better vaccines that don't need to change year after year. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.